you know, it's a crime that is only rising as well. So police recording domestic abuse crimes in England and Wales up 6% in the year ending March 2021. 845,000 crimes were recorded, and that they'll be hidden. There'll be many more out there that people are suffering, unable to go to the police.
Thank you, Rachel. Rachel Venables, LBC's correspondent. Another Rachel, Rachel Horman-Brown, joins me, head of family domestic abuse and stalking at Watson Ramsbottom Solicitors. Rachel, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
As the other Rachel was saying, you know, that people are glued to this detail, and but for, for so many men and women, this is a relation that this is a reality, a kind of toxicity in their relationship, however that failure or toxicity in the relationship manifests itself.
Yes, I don't really like the term toxicity, because I think often that's used to describe a two-way situation. It's
when it
just
often
a
isn't,
bad
yeah.
relationship. Mm. But with domestic talking about is generally one perpetrator who terrorises a victim on a regular basis.
Mm. Yeah, I understand why you say that, but the reality is that quickly becomes toxic if it becomes the embedded nature of that relationship, doesn't it? For everybody concerned, including children.
Yes, children are often the invisible victims of this, and they suffer by witnessing the domestic abuse, and many parents and a lot of the women that I represent will mistakenly believe that the children haven't witnessed what's been going on. And of course, they've, you know, even if they haven't actually seen it, they've overheard it happening, which is terrifying to them. And they've seen the aftermath and the effect on the parents of that abuse taking place.
Are we getting, and away from that particular case, are we getting any better in this country at tackling domestic abuse, educating people around it?
I think on the whole, we are trying to improve the service given to domestic abuse victims, but the reality is that domestic abuse victims are still being failed by the system on a daily basis. Domestic abuse, as we heard, is going up year on year in terms of reports. It's estimated that less than 20% of domestic abuse incidents are even reported to the police. So any statistics are really just the tip of the iceberg. And what we're seeing is that the reports are going up, but the convictions and the amount of perpetrators prosecuted is actually going down. And this is a real worry. Mm. And I think, you know, it does put people off reporting.
Well, we are on a number of fronts seeing the weakening of the criminal justice system, aren't we, over years? And eventually people will lose faith in it.
Yes. And, you know, it's not just the length of time that it takes for these crimes to reach trial. It's also often the way victims are treated when they pick up the phone to the police. You know, if we think about stalking, which is what happens after the end of a domestic abuse relationship, if that perpetrator continues with that abuse, victims will on average suffer over 100 incidents before they even report that to the police. And if they then are given short shrift from the police or made to feel as though it's their fault, which often they do, then victims tell me that they just give up and stop reporting to the police, which puts them, you know, at even more danger.
And what about education? Is it worthwhile? It seems to me it is worthwhile, but you tell me from what you've seen whether knowing more about the methods that abusers use is protection against an abuser, is it, do you think?
Yes, I do think it's key. And whilst, you know, I'm often critical of the police or the CPS and sometimes the judiciary in terms of sentencing, etc., or the way that they deal with it, they are just part of society as a whole. And I think that as a whole, there's a real lack of understanding of non-physical abuse, particularly. I think most people now would recognise that if somebody has a black eye from their partner, that that is wrong, that that's illegal and something should happen about that. But most domestic abuse isn't necessarily like that. And I think there's a whole, you know, raft of people that are being affected by control in particular, which I believe is the essence of domestic abuse. It's what terrorises women in particular and means that they feel unable to leave. a relationship. And I think that that non-physical abuse has a far greater impact often on victims, yet is dealt with really badly still.
How would you improve how it's dealt with?
I think we need to understand what coercive control is, how it affects victims.
And it's often a precursor to violence, but not always, is it? Is that right?
Yes, yeah. It can be a precursor to violence, but often if somebody, you know, is committing coercive control, they never need to escalate to physical violence because actually they're getting what they need from the coercive control. And coercive control is a far more reliable indicator of a potential homicide in the future than physical abuse. And the problem is everybody looks out for red flags as being physical abuse. Well, has he hit you? And that's often what social workers, the police will ask. But actually what we should be asking is there coercive control in this relationship?
Is he breaking you down? Is he keeping you from your friends? Is he stopping you from working? Is he controlling the money? All of that.
The monitoring, all of that. And it's different things in different relationships, obviously. But that is the critical thing in a relationship, which makes it more likely to be one of those relationships which does end in a homicide.
Yeah, well, it's very sobering every time we hear it. Rachel, thank you. Rachel Horman-Brown, Head of Family Domestic Abuse and Stalking at Watson Ramsbottom Solicitor.